Well, it takes readers inside a sort of a Game of Thrones for control of Saudi Arabia. And as I say in the foreword of the novel, that many of the plot elements of the book are inspired by the terrible, brutal, unforgivable murder of Jamal Khashoggi in Istanbul.
That's Daniel Silva, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Daniel Silva is the number one New York Times bestselling author of 22 novels. He joins us to talk about his latest novel, The New Girl. It's the 19th novel in a series featuring the character Gabriel Allon. Daniel, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
For those who aren't familiar with your series featuring Gabriel Allon, tell us about him.
Well, he is an Israeli intelligence operative, special operative. He is now actually the chief of the Israeli intelligence service. And the most intriguing element to his character and his story is that for many, many years, he worked undercover as an art restorer and developed quite a reputation. He is considered among the finest art restorers in the world. So he has two very different sides to his character.
Now understand that when you first created this character, you didn't anticipate he would be a recurring character, and now I believe this is the 19th novel to feature him.
Yeah, it didn't work out exactly as planned. No, he was supposed to appear in one book and one book only, and I was quite strenuously advised by my publisher to bring him back for a second book, and was advised to then write a third book. At that point, even I realized that he had the elements, you know, necessary for a long-term series. That said, I mean, I was always wary. I was concerned that whether an Israeli intelligence officer would ever work as a mass-market character in the United States and globally. And my concerns turned out to be unnecessary. He is thriving. He is, a 10 or 11 times he's been a number one New York Times bestseller. So it worked out far differently than I ever imagined.
So since he's been a recurring character now in all of these novels, you've had the opportunity to develop him as a deep individual. By that I mean a rich backstory and getting to know more about him. Does he kind of take on a life of his own as you write these later novels?
Of course. You know, he has gone on a personal journey. When we first met him in that first book, he had just lost his family in a terrorist bombing. He was living as a near recluse, really, in an isolated village in southwest England, in Cornwall, grieving, morose figure. And slowly, slowly, he has changed over the life of the series. And, you know, Gabriel was always capable of restoring more than paintings. He restored many people along this journey. And he has finally gotten around to restoring himself. So he's a much different character than when we first met him in 2000.
Well, let's talk about the plot of this latest book, The New Girl. Where does this novel take readers?
Well, it takes readers inside a sort of a Game of Thrones for control of Saudi Arabia. And as I say in the foreword of the novel, that many of the plot elements of the book are inspired by the terrible, brutal, unforgivable murder of Jamal Khashoggi in Istanbul, and sort of the rise and fall of Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman in The New Girl. There are two new girls in the novel. I won't give away who the second one is, but The New Girl is a student at a prestigious exclusive school in Geneva. And this 12-year-old young girl arrives for school each day in a motorcade that's really fit for a head of state. She has not only an armored limousine, but a chase vehicle with heavily armed bodyguards. Her classmates and her teachers believe that she is the daughter of a wealthy Egyptian businessman. In point of fact, she is the daughter of one Crown Prince Khalid bin Mohammed of Saudi. Saudi Arabia, a very controversial figure. And when she is brutally kidnapped across the border in France, Khalid turns to the only person in the world who can help him, and that is Gabriel Allon.
As you mentioned, that this story bears a strong resemblance in some ways to Mohammed bin Salman, including the death of a journalist. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah. Well, there is a Saudi dissident journalist who's included in the plot of The New Girl. His name is Omar Nawaf. He went into exile. He went to Germany, actually, and works for the German magazine Der Spiegel. And I guess his story and his situation and what happens within the pages of The New Girl were the outgrowth of my questions about what happened to Jamal Khashoggi. And that, you know, as I watched this spectacular fall from grace, as I put it earlier, of Mohammed bin Salman, who went from being one of the most celebrated figures in the world to being one of the most reviled almost overnight. You know, I looked at this and I thought, surely there has to be some reason why this happened. Surely this man wasn't just so reckless and stupid as to do something like this. There has to be more to the story. I think that in the end, I have concluded that there wasn't more to the story, that he did just do something incredibly stupid and foolish. But in The New Girl, there is more to the story. And I don't want to give too much away, but that journalist was the keeper of a very, very important secret.
Going back for a moment to the real-life situation that unfortunately inspired part of this story, the reaction from the United States was so minimal. It, you know, shocks many people in the world. Yeah. And I know that the relationship between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia is complicated for a lot of reasons, but what's your take on that?
I guess that in a perfect world, and I mean that in a perfect world, we would have told the Saudis to find someone else to be their next king. And if they didn't agree to that, we would have sanctioned members of the royal family. We would have imposed a travel ban on members of the royal family. We would have filed criminal charges against those who carried out the murder of Jamal Khashoggi, who was a permanent U.S. resident, a U.S. person, as we say, which means he is deserving of the same protections as you and I. And our relationship with Saudi Arabia undoubtedly would have crumbled. And we don't live in a perfect world. And for better or worse, we still need this relationship with Saudi Arabia. That does not mean that Mohammed bin Salman should have been allowed to get away with murder with absolutely no repercussions. I find myself, in general, in very broad agreement with the administration's approach to not destroy the relationship over this. After all, it did survive 9/11. Were I part company with them, as I really do think that we should have found some way to hold MBS accountable for what happened, to punish him for what happened, to sanction him for what happened, and not, you know, help him find a way out of this, which is what we did. You know, we the president was the first one to say the rogue killers theory. So I wish that we had been tougher on him. I wish that we could have found a way to hold him accountable.
Well, this novel, in some ways, I guess in a number of different ways, can be taken as a cautionary tale. So beyond being an engaging read, what do you hope that readers will take away from this novel?
Well, I guess I hope our policy toward Saudi Arabia is now, and toward MBS, is rather like Gabriel's policy toward my fictitious KBM, Khalid bin Mohammed, and that is to try to help him be the ruler and the figure in the Middle East that he promised to be. He promised us that he was a reformer, that he was going to give women fuller rights in Saudi Arabia, that he was going to end Saudi Arabia's relationship with radical Islam, that he was going to promote an Islamic reformation, that he has spoken openly of recognizing Israel's right to exist, that this guy was going to really change the Middle East. And we need to hold him to his word and help him to become the person that he promised to be. And then the other element to the story is that it deals with the rise of Russia as an important new power. Russia, of course, had allies and client states during the Cold War in Syria, in Egypt. Its power faded in the Middle East, and now it's back. And its power is growing rapidly in the Middle East. And we have to get a clear handle on what that means for the West and for Israel.
We have just a couple of moments left. I did want to ask you about a character who returns in this novel. I was happy to see Sarah Bancroft return because she's an interesting...
I'm very happy to see Sarah Bancroft back, yeah. Her role in this is inspired by a friend of mine who actually does serve as an art advisor to Mohammed bin Salman. Severed his relationship with MBS after the killing of Khashoggi, but actually was advising MBS on his plans to create a museum in Saudi Arabia and to build his personal collection. And it seemed to me that in my fictitious rendition of the story that Sarah was the absolute perfect person to play that role.
Daniel, thank you very much for talking with me today.
Thank you so much.
Daniel Silva's latest novel is The New Girl. You'll find more interviews on a wide variety of topics at kansaspublicradio.org/conversations. You can use the KPR app to listen on your phone or tablet. You can sign up for the Conversations podcast on iTunes, and you'll also find us on Facebook. Conversations is a production of Kansas Public Radio. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.